Hey, 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 ladies, and welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, and it's time for us to sip, savor, and elevate your minds. Now, today, I have a nice milkshake today because I couldn't help myself, so that's what I'm going to be sipping, savoring today. I love me some strawberry. It's so good. But as much as I'm smiling today, I really want to focus on anger, ladies, because this is something that we have to be able to be clear about that we're experiencing while we're going through our breakups, our separations, or our divorces. Anger is real, but we have to look at the historical reference as to why we don't feel comfortable admitting that we are angry. First of all, what about the age-old adage that women are supposed to be seen and not heard, right? Now, we know that bullshit has perpetuated women being silenced, not allowed to have the same feelings that men have, not allowing to express themselves in the same similar fashion, not allowed to become aggressive, right, in any type of way, because that's a control tactic, right, so that we don't make the other person, i.e. the men, feel uncomfortable about what they're doing, how they're treating us, or how we're being behaved, right, or being perceived. And so all of these things kind of play a role into why we have to learn to let go of the narrative of what anger is and what anger isn't. Divorcing makes you angry for several reasons. And let's be clear, even if you are the individual that wants the divorce, you're still angry. You're angry about the fact that you even want the divorce in the first place. Like, why am I even in a position at this point to be getting a damn divorce? Like, this is not what I want to do. And if you're the person on the receiving end of that, you feel just as, you know, upset. However, there is that other feeling of I'm not ready, right, to move on from this relationship, even if you know it might be toxic, even if you know it's unhealthy, because that other age-old adage that we're taught is to hang in there, right? We're like that little cat on a damn rope, just hanging in there and holding it down and keeping the house a home and, you know, creating the environment for the family. And in none of that shit are we put as the priority? In none of those narratives are we allowed to be angry and express the fact that this is unacceptable. Even the woman that is blindsided by her divorce has to admit at some point it was some shady shit going on in the relationship. That she and her mate weren't seeing things eye to eye. That she wasn't getting everything she wanted out of the relationship. You know what I mean? Or that her voice wasn't being heard. All these things are constants. But we have to learn to allow ourselves to not only recognize that stuff, but also allow ourselves to be angry. Now, there's multiple reasons why we're angry we're getting divorced, and I just named one of them. What about the fact that the other person can sometimes be nasty or be bipolar in the way that they behave, right? What about that hot and coldness? Like, one minute you guys are cool, the next minute they tripping. So that can cause you to be angry. The fact that you have to have even a conversation with your kids about the, you know, divorce or the separation or, you know, two households and visits and all that kinds of stuff, that can anger you because you have to look at your child's heart being broken and then being responsible for healing your child's heart, you know, and that's even a double fold when you're not even responsible for the demise or the breakup or the, you know, the toxicity in the relationship in the first place. So that's like a double triple whammy, right? We're also angry about the fact that we have to not only relocate our minds, but relocate ourselves physically. And what I mean by relocate our minds is the space that you lived in, that you dwelled in, that security and that safety of that marriage, regardless of its tumultuous times, was still a baseline for you. And now you don't have that baseline. So what does that look like? Maybe you haven't been single for years. Right? Maybe you've had friends that are single and you know, just from their negative rhetoric that you're kind of concerned about the dating pool, right? Like, all of this shit makes you angry. The fact that you have to relocate physically, maybe you have to move from your home that you were in before. Maybe you have to move in with a friend because of finances and the budget doesn't allow you to just quickly turn over and find another space like that. That can make you angry. Okay. Maybe you're angry because you still have to try to keep the peace in this dynamic for the betterment or benefit of your children, right? What about that? What about having to keep the peace with somebody that's not peaceful? Hello? What about having to be the bigger person when you already were already mistreated and abused or taken for granted, whether it was financial, physical, sexual, emotional, spiritual, you were abused in those ways or a few of those ways, and then you still got to keep the peace? Like, I still gotta care about this person's emotions? Yeah, I'm mad about that shit. I don't wanna care about that person's emotions. I wanna be like, brah. with that person's emotions, right? I don't want to care. I want them to be dead and done. Guess what, y'all? That's also being angry. Listen, allow yourself to feel what you feel in the real time that you feel it, but do not allow the toxicity of your feelings to become your absolute way of living and existing. Sometimes you need to take a time out from your space. When things get heavy for me in my space, I take a time out. I go for a walk. Sometimes I go for a weekend getaway. I stay at a friend's house. I may hang out at my parents. Again, just getting myself out of that environment and infusing myself in another environment brings me joy. You also can create your space of tranquility in that space, right? Burn you some incense, get you some sage, have your Bible, have all three. You know what I mean? Like good energy and good chi and good spiritual being, I accept that from all places as long as it's positive, right? The other thing you can do is go break some shit. Like go tear some shit up. Go to a break room. Matter of fact, let's say we breaking shit on a budget. Go to the Dollar General, Dollar 25 General, Dollar Tree, whatever the hell, right? Get you some items. Identify what they stand for. Maybe this stood for adultery. This stood for abuse. This stood for the fact that they ain't never got no money to help with no bills. This stood for the weak part of you that allowed yourself to be manipulated by them, whatever. Put those things in a pillowcase. Y'all know we all got them. And swing that sucker over your head like you are in the baseball all-star of fame. You hear what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to create ways for us to get our energy out, ways for us to be aggressive, ways for us to express our anger. Because guess what, ladies? We are freaking angry. We're allowed to be angry. Do not stifle your anger. Do not hide or suppress your anger. Express it. Find your crew and talk shit, politically incorrect and almost to a point of psychosis with your girlfriends. You allowed to be completely inappropriate in that moment. You have to have a place to dump those inner evil thoughts, right? Or those negative thoughts that we have, or those get my lick back thoughts that we have. Where are we going to put them? We can't hold them in our hearts and our souls and our minds because we need those to be free so that we can move forward, right? So this is all about you being able to allow yourself to be angry, ladies, and know that you have a right to be angry. But anger is one letter short of danger. Do you hear what I'm saying? And what we're not going to become is dangerous to ourselves, dangerous to our careers, and dangerous to our children. We are not going to allow a divorce, an ending of a season, the ending of a chapter, to bleed over and disrupt and ruin and cause drama in our new chapter, in our new season. Because guess what? A new season is coming. A new season has always come. You have never stayed in the same place. You have never hurt consistently. There has been ebbs and flows in the pain, ebbs and flows in the joy. This is your opportunity to turn your anger into action and to act on your own behalf. And no longer act on the behalf of others. Think about all the things that you don't have to worry about. Think about that. Think about all the things that you're no longer responsible for. Think about the peace of mind that you have when you don't have to worry about what another person is doing because their actions affect you. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So have your anger. Express your aggression. Get it out in the ways that are healthy and necessary for you. Build that safety net around you. Have your girlfriends be like, hey, I'm getting toe up tonight, so I'm going to need y'all to have my back. Like, look out for me because I'm in my feelings and I just want to drink them away tonight, right? You know, I just want to go to the gym and just box it away, or I need a space to just cry, y'all. I need that space. Or I want to talk shit and plot, you know, bad things, even though I'm not going to do them. We need a space for that. Ladies, we are human first. And human beings have emotions that span the spectrum and slide and dip back and forth in the pendulum. And we have to allow ourselves the energy and the freedom to do so. Okay. There's nothing wrong with you having a negative thought. It's what you do with that thought that makes you crazy, that makes you an animal, that makes you inhumane. And we're not trying to do that. So ladies, be healthy, be safe, and blessed. If you want to connect with me, please contact me. Drop a heart in the comments and I will contact you for my vibe call to teach you how to thrive through your separation, divorce, or breakup, or just teach you how to be empowered in the space that you're in right now, because sometimes we just need that and only that. All right, ladies, be healthy, be safe. I'll check you guys out in a couple of weeks.